You look at the list of blockbusters all time, E.T. and Star Wars, Close Encounters, War of the Worlds, Independence Day, and the biggest of all time, Avatar, all have aliens in them.
You bet.
Is it strictly a matter of dollars and cents? I'm sure that is a major part of it, why Hollywood keeps making these kinds of themed movies. Or, as some conspiracy folks suspect, is there something else at work here?
Well, George, I know we're going to be breaking this issue down all night, so
yes.
I don't want to... I actually have been reading up on this and collecting my thoughts on it for a while now. So let me just give you a couple of headlines, and then we can dive a little deeper.
Okay.
The question as to whether Hollywood has been manipulated is a good one, and people do bring it up. And different researchers disagree on their answers. My own view right now is that the answer has to be a partial yes, but a very qualified partial yes. The way I look at it right now is simply that in the beginning, it would have made sense for the secret keepers, whether you want to call them MJ-12 or another group, to want to control Hollywood or at least to influence. Of course they would, because especially in the early years, they must have all felt that they needed all the available resources that they could muster in order to manage the secret, and they needed to buy time to assess the threat. And they probably also wanted to float some trial balloons, because probably when they started this entire cover-up, if you will, back in the late 40s, they probably didn't think it would be as durable and persistent as it's been and still be around in 2011. So they probably were thinking to themselves, we're going to have to give this up eventually, so let's see how people are going to react. Remember, those guys are like only a decade removed from Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. So... there is some circumstantial evidence for manipulation in the early 50s, or at least collaboration, in that raft of those first saucer movies, which are very much those paranoid thrillers where some people would say that the aliens are really stand-ins for the communists and that kind of thing. There were lots of connections in those years between the authorities and producers, but that's not surprising. Remember, they had all come out of World War II. A lot of the guys that went to Hollywood after World War II had served in the Signal Corps. I mean, most people did serve in the Army or the armed forces of some kind during World War II. And the screenwriter, the one example that's always cited is the screenwriter of The Day the Earth Stood Still, Edmund North, had worked in the Army Signal Corps. So I guess it's possible that some of his friends wanted to float some trial balloons to see how the public might react. And you know, I think you could, if you start to look through the list of those early feature films, and I think we can really break down that those types of films as the paranoid films. The Thing from Another World in 1951, The Day the Earth Stood Still the same year. There's a run that goes from, it came from outer space, Invaders from Mars, The War of the Worlds. All those came out in 1953. So in those first early years of the 50s, a lot of the things that we talk about in the UFO world were floated, were seen, types of saucers, certain concepts that were raised. And I think it's possible that the people who were running the cover-up then were all military.
And you know what? That was at the same time that it was just a huge UFO flap.
That's correct. So it would kind of make sense that might be, you know, part of the reasoning. But in terms of, I have a nuanced opinion about this that we can probably dissect a little more cleanly as time goes on. But because I'm kind of a skeptic about any kind of manipulation in the modern media world, particularly Hollywood right now, even though I have a story of potential media manipulation during the Dark Skies time when Brent Friedman and I were approached by someone. So those are two kind of mutually contradictory stories. But what I really think right now is that what happened is that the policy that did go into place in the 50s, which let's call it deny and ridicule.
The Robertson panel.
Yeah, that's the legacy of the early years. It's not that Hollywood is being twisted and turned so much by nefarious forces like the CIA. It's more how official denial, you know, in a sense that people who think about UFOs are not serious, painted the official media and Hollywood into a corner.